Welcome to the Beauty Revival Podcast, where you're taken on a journey of miracles, transformation, and radical beauty, inside and out. I'm your host, MB York. I'm a celebrity makeup artist, esthetician, former spa owner, and product developer. This isn't just another beauty podcast. This is a movement. I'm bringing you my best anti-aging, beauty, skincare, and makeup tips, but we're going way deeper. From Hollywood sets to the supernatural, from breaking free of toxic relationships to unlocking the divine power within you, this is where beauty meets faith and transformation begins. Say goodbye to society's toxic traps and hello to God's mission for your life. So if you're ready, hit play and let's get started. Welcome to today's episode, which is Beauty Revival, not TMZ, and the power of your words. So today I want to share a couple of funny stories, one really painful one, and how God showed me firsthand that our words carry weight, either to build up, basically to bless you, or to curse. And why Beauty Revival will never be TMZ. So I have a new channel, which you guys I'm sure know, and I'm really just trying to find my audience. And there's a huge difference between being either here on audio podcasts or in person on video podcasts, as in my YouTube channel, which if you haven't subscribed yet, you need to go there and check it out. It's MB York Beauty. And I am posting more makeup tutorials and how-tos for my clients. I've always used it. I've just never built it up in a big way. And I do have a new playlist, which is Beauty Revival. So I'm starting to record this first and then do a video for YouTube. And I'm getting feedback from YouTube and just being new to all of this, trying to find my audience. And sometimes I have to laugh at the comments on YouTube. And it just helps me to understand, since I follow so many people on YouTube and I've watched so many videos over the years, when some of the creators give a lot of disclaimers, I can get annoyed by it. Like, for example, they'll say something that makes perfect sense, and then they'll spend the next 5 minutes saying things like, what I'm not saying here is this doesn't mean that, and that sort of a narrative, which to me is just such a huge time waster. And I'm like, why? I mean, it's obvious. We're here. We believe you. We don't need to hear what you're not saying because you didn't say it. But now I'm starting to see that people do just leave comments. They hear like one triggering type of word. And I forget what ChatGPT called it. It's just like an emotional train wreck for people, where they'll just say whatever without thinking of how it's going to land. And it's good to get feedback, absolutely. But it also just helps me to be super clear defining what my channel is. And I'm assuming that I'm attracting intelligent people that aren't here to debate with me, that are here just for fun stories and some wisdom and miraculous tips. And that being said, I recently had the honor of being on Shasti Flaw's show, which is called Blossom Talk. I know a lot of you guys follow me that found me over there, and I love her. She's amazing and such a pro. And a lot of these comments I'm talking about too came from her channel, because she has so many people. And I mean, the first time I was on her show, there was so many comments, I could never even get to them all. I tried to respond to people that were, you know, talking about me having been on the episode. It was a kind of like a Hollywood makeup expose type of story. And I did dish about Sharon Stone not being nice to me, having been her stand-in in a movie, The Quick and the Dead. And I shared some funny stories, which were kind of odd, if anything, about her. But I left a lot of it out. And I just don't feel, I felt convicted, like going and just talking about people and saying mean things. I feel like if it helps the whole narrative in some way, which, you know, again, Shasti called out Blake Lively for being rude, and it was way overdue. And now she's in the middle of this lawsuit because she's in the storyline because she kind of called her out having interviewed her and she was nasty. And I 100% love Shasti for that. I totally relate to her authenticity. So my integrity was kind of in the same alignment as hers with sharing the story. But we recently did a second episode, which was, it was more about the aging in Hollywood, authenticity, calling out some of the beauty narratives that can be really disempowering. And we did talk about some specific people, you know, that we didn't think were helping women just with things they were saying or doing. But in true media fashion, the episode title said, makeup artist dishes all. And I know that's a great hook, but if you know me, you'll know I'm not really a dishing kind of person. And some of the comments were, she didn't dish enough. And I had to laugh because it's true. I'm not here or there to be TMZ. I mean, this, my channel is Beauty Revival. And I could dish a lot more, but that's not my calling. And it just made me think about everything even more with my motives of what I'm doing. And I love sharing some of that stuff because it is interesting. I get why people want to know. And I'm going to dish with one story without naming names. And I'm going to tell you the story and just tie it into how God sees everything. And when we let him be our avenger, he sets it up great. So I'm trying to remember when this was. This was probably 15 years ago by now, I would guess. And this very well-known celebrity, kind of a nepo child a little bit, but very, very, very famous TV star in her own right, was getting married. And I was asked to, I met her at an event. I don't remember, like maybe an MTV event or something. And she wanted to get some of my products for the bridesmaids for her wedding. They had this special bridesmaids luncheon that was planned like in Beverly Hills. And so I don't know if there was 8 or 10 of them, but she wanted me to do like VIP kind of gift bags for all of her bridesmaids. And I was super excited. I'm like, wow, this is great PR. And obviously, I wasn't charging her because, you know, celebrities don't pay for anything. But I was just excited at the time because I was a fan of the show. And I was like, okay, this is cool. And I lived in San Diego at the time. And anyways, she gave me her cell phone and she was texting me all the time, just specifics about what she wanted in them. And she was very involved in all of this. And she had a big wedding planner, Mindy Weiss, who you guys probably have heard of. She does every huge celebrity wedding. And I did meet her at the end when I delivered everything. And she even said that this person had been horrible in terms of how she was treating people. But anyways, instead of just like some of my products, I had these really awesome vintage cargos that my employees wore and that I sold in my spas. They were so cool. And they were like, they were just vintage cargos, but they had pink laces, like ribbon that came down the side, and they had a big pink X on the butt that was painted on. They were super cool, and I could not keep them in stock. They were really pricey. They were like, back then, even $200, $225, I think was the price on them. And I had tons of celebrities that were wearing them, including like Jennifer Aniston. And I had some other like publicists reach out that wanted them for several people. But anyways, I went all out and like I put my vintage cargos in there. And then I had these really cool bags, these big MB work bags that were just over the top. And so I made them all super special. And then I was like, I don't want to ship these up to LA because it's all going to get ruined. Like I wanted everything to just be perfect. So I drove it up to LA and to Mindy Weiss's office, the celebrity wedding planner. And she was kind of rolling her eyes, you know, just saying that this celebrity had not been the most gracious. But anyways, I got it there to her and she never once said thank you to me. She never sent me a photo. I had asked to at least get a couple photos from the luncheon. I never got a photo and she never talked to me again. And then I heard that there was a group thank you that had went out. Mindy Weiss had told me this eventually, but I wasn't even included in the group invite. And so it just felt so typical to like, you know, these Hollywood people. And I'm not saying all Hollywood people, because if I were on YouTube, somebody would be chiming in, pointing out someone that wasn't that way. But in general, in my experience, my humble experience working with several hundred several hundred celebrities. This is how they can act, very entitled and not even a thank you. She could have easily sent me a text and said, oh my gosh, they look so great. But it's just a testament to how spoiled she grew up and how she never learned manners, apparently, from her parents. But so I don't know how much longer afterwards it was. It wasn't too long. It was within a year. And I'm going to guess maybe about 6 months later, literally, I was invited to do this Emmy event. And it was at this like mansion in the Hollywood Hills. And we all had, there was a luncheon and we all had name tags on where we were supposed to sit. And lo and behold, who is seated right next to me, but that celebrity. And I just absolutely loved it because it was just, she had to face the embarrassment of having me right there. And even then, of course, she still didn't say thank you. But I knew that God saw it and that God set that up. And I'm telling you, it was enough for me. And my book, Beauty Revival, which is in the last stages of editing, has lots of stories about this, so many. And again, we are not supposed to get our own revenge. And whenever you just, you know, let it go, I'm telling you, like God serves it up. What is the saying in the Bible that he prepares a table for you in front of your enemies? Like this was a perfect example of that. So yeah, there's so many celebrity stories that I could tell that maybe I'll tell more as we go and just not name names. There was another big sober event that I was a sponsor of, and it was Robert Shapiro. I believe his son had died of a drug overdose, and there was so many huge names, Diana Ross and Courtney Love, and just huge names, Paris and Nikki Hilton. And, you know, I was the main sponsor of this event. So like everyone had on like pogs and bags, and it was pretty cool. But yeah, the behind the scenes, all I'll say about that is it was not very sober. So if you're going to be a part of it, you're always going to be seeing things that you don't tell. And there's so many things in Hollywood that like everybody knows. And it's kind of shocking that it doesn't get out into mainstream. But yeah, so back to the stories that I'll tell, like even that story, I guess I could tell it and not really care because she deserves it, but I just feel convicted about it. And again, it's also kind of about like the power of our tongues, and it is a sin to gossip. So I'm really working on that because it's not easy. Anyways, so it just reminded me that we of what we're creating with our own tongues, because words are weapons, and I've seen them bless me, which I've told lots of stories about, even in the last week or two, dancing on stage with Prince and manifesting 27 celebrities, including Brad Pitt and George Clooney, and all these stories like stemmed from the power of my words. But I've also had them curse me, and again, I'll share my negative story in a second too, but just reconfirming that Beauty Revival is about fun stories and wisdom, not gossip. So again, it's a Beauty Revival, not TMZ. If you were here for the TMZ, I'm sorry to disappoint you. Okay, so I'm going to tell you, before the negative story, I'm going to tell you two positive, funny, light stories about speaking your word, okay? Both of them involved trips where I was driving to LA with my daughter, and we live in Scottsdale. She was living in LA, I believe, at the time. She's gone in and out of LA, lived there for many years. And at this one point, we were just really wanting to get out of Scottsdale. I don't know. Maybe it was the summer and it was too hot, but we both were just like done with it. And on our drive over, we were speaking our words and just saying like over and over, "We're burning the bridges. Like, we're not coming back." And we had this funny joke about how we were going to have someone like show up at people's doors with like a box of cookies that said like, "Mary Beth said to say goodbye." It was like just a private joke between us where we were like, how funny would that be? And we just kept saying, we're burning bridges. And so when we got to LA, literally this bridge that was in between Phoenix and LA literally burned down, and it was like the only route back, and we were completely rerouted through San Diego on our way home. We had to go down to San Diego and then come into Phoenix, a completely different route, which added a couple hours onto our drive. So I took complete credit for that because, again, there's no coincidences. That's way too strong of a coincidence. And then another time, this is a funnier story, really crazy because you can try it yourself. She was telling me about how your phone listens to what you're talking about. And she was saying, you know, they hear you and then they're going to go give you ads for whatever things. They're listening to you all the time. So I said, well, let's just do a little test and let's talk about something random and let's see if the ads come up. And so she was like, okay. And so I picked ski boots of all things. I was like, let's just do ski boots. And so for like the next few minutes, we just kept saying ski boots over and over. And I was like, when we get to Vail, I really have to get new ski boots. And she would say, yeah, I need new ski boots too. And I mean, you get the idea. We just did it for maybe 3 minutes straight. We were like ski boots, ski boots, ski boots. And so then when we got to LA, well, we checked our phones and nothing. We didn't see any ads. Like, we kind of just forgot about it because nothing happened with it. So then it was that night we went walking out for dinner, and her apartment at the time was in this residential neighborhood, and we had to walk a couple blocks like to get over to the Melrose area wherever we were going. And literally right in the middle of the sidewalk was a pair of ski boots, and it was in the middle of the summer, and I was like, oh my God, look. And we just stopped in our tracks, and I was like, ski boots, like, we manifested actual ski boots. So anyways, you just could not debate that or make it up. And people would put at the end of their driveway, like say a couch or just whatever stuff they wanted to just give away. So it was obviously somebody being like, here, take these ski boots if you need any, which I didn't even look to see if it was our size, but it was just such confirmation of how powerful our words are. So, and then on a negative side, another time I had really had a ton of business pressure and stress, just beyond. It was just seemed like thing after thing after thing. And I literally said, and I know better. And this is where I think that the consequences are higher when you know better, because it just is. And I could demonstrate another example of that right after. But I literally said, I am so done with my business. And I mean, not a second later, I got a text saying that my Today Show segment was canceled, which it wasn't for like, you know, 4 months out. And it was maybe my fifth or sixth Today Show segment. And they were always like huge money makers for me. And I literally was stunned by how quickly it happened. And I didn't want to blame myself, but it just haunted me for the longest time. And eventually God showed me that it was me cursing myself. And like he spells things out for me. And I was on my way to church and this whole message was spelled out to me that I had cursed myself. And I was like, what is the point of telling me this? Like, it just made me feel awful. I felt like this just isn't right. And when I got to church, there was a whole sermon on it. Again, the power of your words. And I guess, you know, you have to, in order to realize how powerful you are, you have to know the truth. So I had to accept that that was the truth and that I actually did that to myself. So, and another super small demonstration of that was I just guard my thoughts like you would not believe. Like I'm very powerful with my thoughts. So like that's an example of it. So I just cannot let myself go too dark or too low, but I was getting gas and I was pumping gas and I had this negative thought about someone. I don't remember what it was. And immediately the entire gas nozzle thing, like it grabbed onto my hand and squeezed it. So, I mean, I was almost crying. I could not get it loose. Like it somehow just clamped onto me. It was the freakiest, creepiest thing. And I was able to get my hand out, but it's just, I've learned. And one of the times I was back in Chicago visiting my family, my youngest brother was saying, and I forget what had gone on, but there were some stressful things that had happened. And he said, you know, I don't know how you do it. You know, you're just always so positive and you just don't let things get to you. And I'm like, huh, bottom line, I'm like, if I do more than a shrug of my shoulders, that's interesting. When something doesn't go my way, I have like six-figure consequences. So I said to him, it's not my choice. It's just, it is how it is. I can't afford to say negative things or react negatively. So anyways, and I hear it all the time. As a makeup artist, I've talked about this on many episodes. And sorry if I've repeated any of these stories too, and you're having to listen to it twice. But I hear people all the time, every day, saying negative things. And I don't think their consequences are as tough as mine, because I don't know, they're just deluded because they do it so often. But try to catch yourself, because it's so true, whether it's about your vision. Don't say your eyes are starting to go. Don't say I'm falling apart. Everything's getting so much harder. Like, I don't say any of those things. I refuse it all. I go into my Orange Theory and I'm like, I expect to break records, you know, and I'm trying to stay safe. I'm like not so ridiculous that I'm going to pull a muscle, like, you know, working out past what's safe and where I should be. But at the same time, you just got to guard every thought in terms of what you are creating and who you are as a person, as a being. So anyways, just to tie it all together, you know, I'm just going to say that it's basically gossip versus the gospel, cursing versus blessing, tearing down versus building up. And one last thing I want to share, because I just went through this with the family member that was diagnosed with something scary. I watched two videos on this, and there's so much info out there, and it's so true. If anyone you know is having health issues, or you are having health issues, you have to speak God's word. You have to speak it, that's what activates it. And just go into the Bible and find some verses on healing. Just write them down on index cards and speak them out loud, you know, from the simplest. Lord, your word says no weapon formed against us will prosper. That's what activates the angels to come down and to heal you. And so God's waiting for you to activate his word with your mouth. So open your mouth and speak it. Okay. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. So this is just so important. Watch your words, speak life, even when you've been wronged. And remember, God is the avenger and his justice is better than any clap back. So I hope that these stories helped you, and I hope that you all have a great rest of your week. And thank you so much for listening. Like I said, check out my YouTube channel. I'm just trying to get that going. If you could subscribe, it's MB York Beauty, and leave nice, empowering comments so that I have the confidence to keep doing this. So again, thank you. Have a great day. Bye. That's a wrap on today's episode of Beauty Revival. Remember, true beauty starts in the mind and spirit. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Romans 12:2. If today's message spoke to you, share this episode with a friend who needs a little beauty revival in their life. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. It helps more women just like you step into their God-given glow. For more inspiration, beauty tips, and faith-fueled empowerment, connect with me on Instagram at mbyork.beauty and check out my website, mbyork.com. Until next time, stay radiant, stay revived, and let's glow.